Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Our life's a reality TV show, Kristen. What did you do over the weekend that made the show and didn't get cut?
Oh, that made the show?
Made the show and it didn't get cut.
Dude, Jimmy and I met Bluey this past weekend.
The Bluey?
The Bluey.
Shut up.
The one and only Bluey.
Shut up, because he's usually on the yacht with she is usually on a yacht with a bunch of younger dudes drinking and doing it up. Bluey's a she?
Bluey's a she, yeah. It's Bluey and Bingo, they're sisters.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Never watched.
Bluey's six, so it's a very interesting yacht ride.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
Yeah, so it was playing at the theater. Bluey's Big Play was this past weekend. So we went to the 10 a.m. show.
That's how you know. Seriously, that's how you know. That's one of the signs right there. I remember this. When you go to a 9 or a 10 a.m. show on a weekend, you know you're a parent.
Oh, yeah, you are. So 10 a.m. show, and it was packed with kiddos.
Really?
I looked at my husband, because I had a 10 a.m. and then a noon or 1, but that's right in the middle of Jimmy's nap, so that wasn't going to happen. So it was a first for both of us as far as attending a kid show like that. But
there's so much pressure off though when there are other moms and dads in the theater with their kids.
Oh, screaming at them to tell them to shut up and sit down.
Well, I was thinking just the opposite. I remember when I used to walk into that theater and there were other parents with kids that were 2 or 3 years old. There's just kind of a patience that you have with each other because you just know we're all kind of going through this together.
No, and we definitely were. It was just. It was mayhem. This is a show that you go into knowing there's going to be a lot of chatter and a very good possibility a little foot kicking your seat. And you're just going to have to deal with it. Yeah. And the show's only 45 minutes because they're little attention spans, you know.
Well, I show it.
Yeah, it's very, which was perfect. Mm. It was actually probably 5 minutes too long. but I splurged and I got the meet and greet. So after the show, we went back there and we got to meet the one, the only Bluey.
Mind blown for Jimmy?
He, from afar, was so excited and was sitting there going, "Hi, Bluey, hi, Bluey." And then we got up close and he was like,
starstruck.
That's how it works, man.
Terrified. And I'm like, and in my head, I'm thinking, I spent way too much money for us not to get a good picture with Bluey. But he simmered down a little bit. I had to hold him. He was clutching onto me with a death grip, but finally gave Bluey a high five. And so I felt like we had some success.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. So that was for sure the highlight.
All right, Cassie, your life is a reality TV show. What was
Beat
the highlight?
That.
Yeah, good luck.
Did a whirlwind trip to the beach with the kids. Yeah. So we went down to Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, 30A, and had a weekend with another couple of friends. And it was my kids' first time seeing the beach.
Oh, that's cool.
Both of them, okay. Hazel and Max. So there were some terrified of the water and the waves, not a fan of the sand, but then we eased into it. And of course, by the day we left, everyone loved the beach. Didn't want to leave.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, Mo.
I went to a party with two of my friends. It was a triple date. And one of my friends got into an argument with his date, and she walked out on him.
Oh. During the party?
During the party.
Dang. Yep. Was this a fight that started before they even got to the party, or was it alcohol-induced and just one thing said set him off?
It was both. It was a fight that had been going on, which we had no idea about until after, because he told us why after. But in the moment, we just saw the alcohol pouring, and she got up and knocked her drink over and walked right out.
Oh, dang. And,
dramatic.
Yeah, okay. It was very dramatic. So that was the highlight of my weekend.
Dang, I'd put that right up there with meeting Bluey.
Yeah,
Abby.
So I definitely felt like a reality star this weekend, because for the first time, I didn't ask me anything on my Instagram. My date was 45 minutes late, so I had some time to kill.
Okay.
So I got on my Instagram, and I just said, ask me anything. And I just went through the gambit, got a little wine drunk at the bar, and it was great. Wild, wild weekend for me.
I think my first question would be, how long are you going to wait for this dude?
I told him I would give him an hour, and so he had about 15 minutes to spare.
Did he make it?
He did make it, yeah.
And I'm assuming he hit you up with, like, a legitimate excuse as to why you were giving him a 45-minute grace period.
Yeah, he literally sent me, like, live footage from traffic. He's like, here I am. I've just moved half a mile. I'm like, good for you, bro. I'm still here.
You are patient.
That's a tough way to start a date right there, 45 minutes late. Okay. And mine was, I spent the entire weekend with my 15-year-old, which was really, really great. It was a fantastic weekend. But I'd say the highlight is we got his first car this weekend, because his birthday is on Thursday. So shopping for a car, him driving, hanging out. We just did, like, stuff I'm going to look back on and go, what a great weekend, because it was just time, really. Mm-hmm. You know, we went to go see a movie together, had a burger together, played wiffle ball together. I just hung out with him all weekend. But the highlight was probably, and he's a really good driver.
Well, compared to what you've seen before.
Yeah. My two kids are very, very different. Spatial awareness is a little bit better than Aiden. So we're good to go. But it was good.
Good.
Really, really good.
The Burt Show.